Katie, if I don't get this fixed, it'll come adrift halfway through the ceremony. Oh, serves you right. There. Now you look perfect.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, you know that.
Oh.
Vicky.
Oh, now look what you've done. Creases everywhere. There. And now, you can open this.
I haven't time, I told you. Put it with the others.
Oh, still wrapped up. You've plenty of time.
Oh, Vicky. Well, give it to me then.
Here.
Thank you. People are so generous.
What is it? What is it?
I don't know yet, silly. There.
Oh, Elaine! What's wrong? What is it?
The Norwood Builder by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Bert Cools. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Peter Salas as Jonas Oldacre and Donald Gee as Inspector Lestrade. The Norwood Builder.
London's become a singularly uninteresting city since the death of the late lamented Professor Moriarty.
I hardly think you'll find many decent citizens to agree with you.
Well, I mustn't be selfish. Yeah, the community is the gainer and no one the loser. Save the poor out-of-work specialist whose occupation is gone.
The cab! Out of work? You've had 5 cases in the last 6 weeks.
Routine affairs. The cab! Well, that's what the world's been reduced to, Watson. Petty, humdrum routine.
What are you working on, MacFarlane?
The fence and green papers, sir.
Leave them.
But, Mr. Graham, I do
leave
have...
them. Come to my office.
Sir, those papers have to be ready by the end of the week.
Don't tell me my business, Mr. MacFarlane.
Of course not, sir, but I simply meant that... Oh, I do beg your pardon.
No apologies necessary, lad. A pleasure to make your acquaintance. How do you do?
I'm very well, sir, thank you. And you too, I trust.
No complaints, lad, no complaints. Jonas Oldacre of the Oldacre Building Company, Norwood. My card.
Oh, thank you.
One of the busiest concerns in that part of the world, and the finest, even if I do say it myself.
Mr. Oldacre wishes you to handle his affairs, MacFarlane.
Me, sir? But surely you'd prefer Mr. Graham.
Lock, stock, and timber store. Well, what do you say?
What about the President Morillo case?
Ex-president.
Oh, ex-president, then. The Tiger of San Pedro. Yeah, you really consider that routine?
Certainly.
Voodoo sacrifices in Isha.
Ah, but carried out by a voodoo worshipper. Hmm? Therefore, routine. Now, if it had been the local vicar.
Do sit down, Mr. Oldacre. Here.
All right, thanks, sir. Thanks, lad. Oh, it's a bit different from old man Graham's, isn't it?
Mr. Graham is the senior partner. He's been with this firm over 40 years.
Loyalty to your employer. Excellent. Mind you, I expected as much.
You know me, sir?
Well, don't you know me? I thought you recognized my name.
I wasn't sure if you were the same man.
Oh, aye.
Well, then, yes, sir, I do know you. Or at least I know of you, from my parents.
Mentioned me, have they? Well, what did they say?
Only that you were an acquaintance of theirs many years ago, but your lives are drifted apart.
Well, that's no more than the truth. Now, let's get down to business, lad.